from? We don't speak to each other like that.
Where are you from?
Richardson.
Oh.
So.
Well, the comedy's rolling.
Well, it's fake Ronnie, our receptionist from 1999. You know, the one that everybody remembers.
Yeah. You had a thing for her. Boy, Corby was always bird-dogging that.
Ronnie?
Yeah.
She couldn't even speak.
Whoa,
she could, too. Geez.
You covet what you see.
She was a receptionist. She spoke to everyone who came to the door.
Here's what happened. Phone rings.
Okay, that was not so untrue.
It's not either.
She's not going to answer the company phone hello.
She's not going to say housekeeping.
Yeah, can I speak to George Dunham?
Please don't yell at me.
I do not know how to transfer you.
I'm frightened of your human ways.
Would you please come?
Michelle Wee or is this?
To the
who? That's offensive.
To the station to meet him in person so I do not have to transfer
if
the call.
If you're coming up here, give me 45 minutes to hide.
She always needed a packet of sugar to get her through the next hour.
Yeah.
I'm so starved of nutrients.
So that's Ronnie.
Oh, George.
That's the Ronnie playlet.
Okay. I enjoyed it.
Okay. Wait, hold on. There's another 98 minutes of this. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Get us the kickoff.
Who was the cap of this?
Oddly,
Corby's saving a lot of time there.
Captain All Hands.
Oh, okay, okay.
Hey,
okay.
Hey guys.
I know what we needed to talk about, Bob, and that is Game 6.
Johnson. I'm Captain All Hands.
We need to talk about Game 6 because it is the 15-year anniversary
of the World Cup Game 6?
Of the Mavericks winning the title.
Oh,
today.
So great.
Today. Most of us were there in human person.
Yep.
Let's start with what book did Gordon read during the game?
That was 06. I don't think he had shifted to books by 11.
He was coloring.
Do you remember game 6 of the Mavericks winning the title?
Was that the one they were playing against the Heat?
Yes, yeah. It was.
Yeah. Was that the one? I was the one I was reading an M. Scott Peck book.
No, you weren't.
That was 06.
That was 06.
I thought 06
when
was
we busted him, we busted him in game 3. Reading The Sun Also Rises in the middle of the fourth quarter.
I mean, it's a good book.
I agree.
But the Mavericks were about to go up, we thought.
3-0.
3-0 in the series.
And so then, Hemingway ruined the series.
And Norm has all his bet slips out, and it's just...
Yeah.
He was so mad.
And Gordon looked up when they were up like 15 with 5 minutes to go or whatever it was, and we're like, oh my God, this is a 3-0 series lead or whatever, and Gordon hadn't watched 1 second and looks up and goes, not over yet. And then went back down to reading. And then the game's over with, and he goes, told you.
So frustrating.
Yep.
You go to games with him.
See, I know. I can just look, and I can tell. I can tell what's going to happen.
No, I'll tell you what. This is the anniversary of Gordo. Since it's game 6, the Mavericks won the title, and we went into the locker room. This is when you congratulated Rick Carlisle. And
said, yeah.
Thanks, whoever the blank you are.
Really?
Does that audio exist?
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's in there, Ham. Yeah.
Thanks, whoever you F and R.
Yeah. Whoever the blank you are.
Why would he be such a jerk?
It's Rick Carlisle.
Yeah.
They just won the title.
Rick with a
silent P.
Was he happy?
He can't turn it off.
He cannot.
Was probably happy.
Just like Davey can't turn it off, Rick Carlisle can't turn it off.
Who did he do the fake laugh to?
Sean.
No.
That was Chuck.
That was Chuck.
Yeah.
Oh no. He did the. He did the Sean stammer after
a
long question.
Yeah, and said no,
followed by no.
Coach, congratulations.
Thanks.
Whoever the fuck you are.
That is awesome. Hey. How have I never heard that?
I don't think I've ever heard that.
In Carlisle's defense.
That was barely beat.
Gordon did approach him like they were old college friends. You know, like, hey, coach, how's it going? Great.
I was trying to get on his shoulders at the same time.
Yeah, they beeped the very middle of the U.
Yeah,
different time. Different time. All right, so what was the fake laugh for?
Chuck asked a long question that he didn't want to hear.
Think it was a long question. It was just something about strategy or something. He just went, he tried to make a joke in the middle of his question. And then Carlisle just went,
God. So tense.
And with Norm, Norm asked him a hypothetical, and he said, I don't have time for your radio games. Or your
Didn't Norm try to sing happy birthday to him one time, too?
No, that was Tom Landry, and he hung up on us.
That's when he tried to get us to sing before the show. He was like, hey, we're going to sing happy birthday to Rick Hall. Like, I was like,
you're out of your mind.
I'm not going to do it. You can if you want to. So he did mention, yeah, you know what? We were going to sing happy birthday to you. He's like, well, if you're glad you didn't do that.
Is this supposed to be a comedy show?
Jeez.
I
wonder why. How do guys like that get away with it?
Because it was almost grandfathered in that that's who they were. Because Norm would take up for him every single time. Yep. Oh, that's just Rick being Rick.
No, is he still the same way with the Pacers? Do we know?
Oh, yeah, he has to be. He's not lightened up. Yeah. He's getting older.
He's still a redhead.
He's worse.
Yeah.
He was so, so bad. Why do you want a title?
Great dude, though. Yeah, despite the fact that he's a bad dude.
He
was a great dude. He was acting for your shows. He was trying to help your shows.
Just so violent. Did you guys grab beers in the locker room when they won game six?
I still have that picture, Corby.
Do you really have it?
Yeah.
Corby grabbed a beer?
Oh, yeah. Who's this? Smile on his face. Because there's no way he was supposed to grab it. Hang on, I can find it.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, I mean, there was a tub of beer.
It wasn't for
We're in a championship celebration.
And Deshaun Stevenson's going for one, and you're like, hang on, bro.
Don't think so.
Got here first.
So where were you sitting for that?
And did Luka take it out of your hand or something?
Where was I sitting?
Yeah.
I bought a ticket about 10 rows back from the basket, a solo ticket, for, I think, $150.
Oh, there's Corby with a bud.
Did you do that because you didn't have a press pass, or you just wanted
to
be down low?
I didn't want to sit in the press area. Yeah, I wanted to be, as a fan, like if they won, I wanted to be a part of it and all that. And so
you're wearing a Dirk fadeaway T-shirt.
Yeah.
In the locker
with
room.
With the press pass.
Yes, with a press pass.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Look, it was the greatest.
Drinking the team's beer.
It was the greatest live sports moment
that I wasn't a part of. So you earned that beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, fandom.
Thanks, man.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
You can hear the cackle from this photo.
Yeah.
He just looked at me and said, I'm going to get one of those beers.
And then I asked Sean Marin, I go, you want a chug? And he goes, I'll chug you any day. I'm like, let's go. But then he didn't do it.
That's what's up.
Did you go to the team party? I guess not.
No. No, we went to the...
I thought y'all went
You weren't at Liv?
Oh, we did. We did go to the Versace
Off-site.
Mansion.
Yeah, you weren't with Lil Wayne at Liv?
No.
When you smoked your two cigarettes?
No, that's a different Miami trip. This was which, by the way, I've quit, and I've recovered, and I'm all good.
Congratulations.
Two cigarettes, and I quit. Cold turkey.
Yeah, two-a-day habit.
Yeah.
We need to be here to help Corby.
Right.
So he can stay our quarterback.
No, they... Yeah. They had the offshoot party at the Versace Mansion, which was hosted by a guy from Dallas. One of our big P1s, Reagan, his dad, basically bought out the Versace Mansion for the night for the party. And it was...
Y'all stayed there all night?
Sick.
Was it like an Eyes Wide Shut thing?
I don't know, man. It was crazy.
It was wild. That was impressive. Celebration. I'll tell you that much.
Who was there? You two?
Rhines.
And the old fart?
Yeah.
And I remember getting back to the hotel around maybe 4:30, something like that. And when we got back into the room, they were replaying game six. So, you know, you get all the feels as you're watching. Because I didn't get any feels at the arena because I was laughing at all the Miami fans that were so pissed off that they lost and they were walking out. So you didn't get the emotions until I was just plastered and watching that back in the room.
So we took a cab from the Versace Mansion. So on, what is that road called? Not the one, that's in California. South Beach Drive or something like that. So it's right on the water. And we got in a cab to go home, and we get about, and the sun's coming up. And we get like 100 yards on our cab ride, and there's a dude in the middle of the street, and he's just standing there, and he's got his shirt off, and we kind of look up. We're like past the cab driver, and he's like, oh, you know, I'm so dumb, this guy's messed up. and then he shines his lights on the guy to, like, to get out of the road. And when he did that, the guy looks up and we go, oh my God, it's JJ Barea. So we get out of the car, we all get a picture with JJ, shirt off and all that. Then the next day, JJ was the first guy we had on the air. And so that was the first question, you know, hey, do you remember a cab stopping right in front of you? And again, guys wonder, yeah, we're running out and taking a picture with you. He was like, no, I have no memory of that. Yeah. It was awesome.
It was a great night.
Rick enjoyed it.
Was JJ Barea the one that you sang the Mexico song to?
That was Nahara that Craig wrote. And so, no, we did not.
Nahara. Was this before or after Barea ended up with Miss Universe?
This was
around the same time.
This was after.
Yeah.
He was already with her during the run.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Dang.
I know. It's impressive.
Love JJ Barea. Boy, and we always talk about home crowds and you like to stick it to them, kind of like. Even if you hate the Spurs, you kind of had to be rooting for them the other night to stick
what?
With all those.
No, no way.
No, I don't have to.
You're
I
was. Insane.
I was.
I don't have to do that.
I was.
That's because you have to work
we'll get
with
mad
Craig.
At the Spurs another time.
You needed Craig to be pumped
up. I've never really hit. But anyway, that night in Miami, we rode up the elevator. That was the night we rode up with that guy who was just incredibly rude to the elevator attendant.
Oh, in the...
Tell her how much...
In the arena?
Yeah. He told her, because he didn't have the right ticket, and he just stayed on the elevator, wouldn't get off the elevator.
She's like, you have to
and
leave,
he
sir.
He informed her how much money he made and didn't have time for people like her. And
he was like, I make over $100,000 a year. I don't have to listen to you.
Elevator lady.
It was so cringy.
And not
so
to paint
bad.
With
and
a broad brush, but it seemed like Miami had so many of those fans.
No, I'm on his side. It sounds like the Chief's so, not a good employee.
No. It was so great to see them just silenced that night.
That was awesome. And to see...
Right here. Yeah.
We were lucky enough to be out in L.A. when the Mavericks won those first two games. And seeing Staples Center empty out and then seeing Yankee Stadium empty out during that playoff run in 2010... That's one of the coolest experiences ever because those people are so entitled that they just, it's their birthright to win all of those games.
Yeah.
Wow. And especially against.
Corby, you're talking about entitled.
They don't have time
especially
for
against a Texas team,
Rangers,
a Dallas team.
Or the Mavericks.
No, yeah. No.
I mean, Corby watched the entitled people leave from his suite.
Yeah.
From the second row.
run along.
Bye-bye. That's also that's the in 2010 we walked down on the field to interview you know Ranger guys or whatever
players
yeah players
Ranger guys.
Current Ranger people
and so it was me and Mike and Danny at the time in 2010 and we're all down there interviewing and John Blake ran out
can't be on the field
ran out to us and goes screaming what are you doing on the field and we're like what. Well, we have Pat. I mean, he knows us personally
yeah.
and has known us for 30 years.
Man, Pat Rodriguez.
Yes. And he was like, get out of here now and give me your credentials. We were like, what is going on?
I'll do it
that you can't go on the field at blessed Yankee Stadium?
So we had a pass that the guy let us on the field. There's obviously security yeah. you know, down there to let media on the field. He grabs our pass, scans it, we go on the field. And John's like, you're not allowed down here. Get out of here right now. And took our credentials. John Blake.
Jeez.
Yeah.
The old OU coach.
R.I.P.
I don't think he could have. He probably couldn't have caught you, dude.
Just run out to center and start.
Yeah. Like John Blake.
Yeah.
He can't.
Serpentine chest.
He has no lateral movement. He would just kind of tip
Thank
over.
Thank you, and thanks, everybody, for jumping on.
Just kind of zigzag like you're running from a gator.
100% yeah. serpentine.
Yes, he has good straight line speed, but other than that.
Yeah. He can't turn his hips.
No.
He can't flip his hips.
He'd be a terrible safety in
That's
the
right.
NFL.
That's right.
Back to Mino.
Right.
All right.
Well, wait. We better get to traffic.
We got one more segment here live from Sidecar Social before we turn it over to a band called the Time Wasters.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Have won 28 America Music Awards. Still waiting on their first Grammy, though. That's all next.
Coach, congratulations.
Thanks.
Whoever the f*** you are.